As a precaution, the panels in the lounge stayed closed, because the Nautilus's hull could run afoul of some submerged block of ice. So I spent the day putting my notes into final form. My mind was completely wrapped up in my memories of the pole. We had reached that inaccessible spot without facing exhaustion or danger, as if our seagoing passenger carriage had glided there on railroad tracks. And now, we had actually started our return journey. Did it still have comparable surprises in store for me? I felt sure it did, so inexhaustible is this series of underwater wonders. As it was, in 5.5 months since fate had brought us on board, we had cleared 14,000 leagues, and over this track, longer than the Earth's equator, so many fascinating or frightening incidents had beguiled our voyage. The hunting trip in Crespo Forests, our running aground in the Torres Strait, the Coral Cemetery, the pearl fisheries of Ceylon, the Arabic Tunnel, the fires of Santorini, those millions in the Bay of Vigo, Atlantis, the South Pole. During the night, all these memories crossed from one dream to the next, not giving my brain a moment's rest. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I was awakened by a violent collision.